From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Royal Wedding in London. Britain's Prince William and Kate Middleton have been married in Westminster Abbey. The choral introit as the bride and her father made their way to the chancel of the historic cathedral. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, led the prince in the ring ceremony.
With this ring I thee wed.
With this ring I thee wed.
With my body I thee honour.
With my body I thee honour.
And all my worldly goods with thee I share.
And all my worldly goods with thee I share.
Then the Archbishop blessed the couple.
Those whom God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. For as much as William and Catherine have consented together in holy wedlock, I pronounce that they be man and wife together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
A million people have crowded the streets of London for a glimpse of the royal couple. An estimated 2 billion people are watching worldwide on TV. The death toll from the severe storms in the south has risen to nearly 300, and search crews are looking for more victims in the rubble of homes devastated by the nation's worst natural disaster since Hurricane Katrina. Hardest-hit state is Alabama, and Governor Robert Bentley says it's difficult to take in the scope of the destruction there.
When I come in here, it affects me. It affects me emotionally. When I see it, when I fly over this, it is difficult.
President Obama heads to Alabama this morning to get a first-hand look at some of the destruction. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Mr. Obama will be meeting with local officials as well as some of the storm victims.
President Obama says the federal government will stand with the people of Alabama and other affected states as they begin to clean up and rebuild after some of the most devastating tornadoes in decades.
We can't control when or where a terrible storm may strike, but we can control how we respond to it. And I want every American who has been affected by this disaster to know that the federal government will do everything we can to help you recover.
Mr. Obama also praised the local emergency crews who've been leading rescue and recovery efforts and said he's praying for their success. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The countdown for this afternoon's launch of the Space Shuttle Endeavour is proceeding smoothly. A large crowd will be watching at the Kennedy Space Center, including wounded Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, wife of Endeavour Commander Mark Kelly.
It's something she's been looking forward to for a long time. She's been working really hard to make sure that her doctors would permit her to come, and she's more than medically ready to be here, and she's excited about making this trip.
Endeavour's flight is the next-to-last shuttle mission. This is NPR News from Washington. Two giants in the mortgage industry, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, are telling the nation's largest banks to move more quickly to avoid foreclosures. NPR's Tamara Keith reports it's a new effort to deal with problems with the way mortgages are serviced.
In the future, the big banks and loan servicing firms that manage Fannie and Freddie's trillions of dollars worth of loans will be required to make a good faith effort to avoid foreclosure before they can begin the foreclosure process. And Fannie and Freddie will actually pay them to act quickly. Jeff Hayward is a senior vice president at Fannie Mae.
When a borrower has a hardship, if you get to them earlier, if you don't let it linger and you solve it, all good things happen.
The changes are expected to take effect this summer. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is downplaying reports showing a slowdown in growth in the U.S. economy in the first quarter of this year. Quinn Kleinfelter of member station WDET reports Geithner says Congress is in the best position ever to address those concerns.
Geithner told a meeting of the Detroit Economic Club that the economy had shown improvement for the seventh straight quarter, though at a far slower rate than necessary to replace jobs lost during the recession. And the secretary says despite recent partisan bickering, both Republicans and Democrats are actually close in their estimates of just how much debt must be trimmed to help growth continue. What Congress cannot do, Geithner cautions, is play any political games in regards to raising the federal debt ceiling.
If you get to the point where people have to start to act on the possibility, however remote, that the U.S. might default, that itself would be terribly damaging to recovery.
Many analysts predict debate over raising the debt limit will come to a head by the middle of next month.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.